My father is directly involved in politics. He's been the opposition for a very long time against Sanu PF and Robert Mugabe. So in 2008, there were elections held, and they turned quite violent. And my father was kidnapped for a bit and tortured, and he continued to carry on. So after they saw that, well, you can kidnap him and you can torture him, but he's going to carry on, they started targeting people's children. Yeah, so the decision for me to move to Australia happened rather quickly. I think that was probably the first time that I accepted that he may die doing this. So I was about 16, just turned 16, or 15 going on 16, so it was really difficult to comprehend at the time, because a lot of my worries were usually exams or winning a hockey game, or yeah, it was a lot.
Mr. Mugabe, together with his former deputy, as well as the military, are accused of some of the most serious human rights abuses in the country. Mm-hmm. If his former deputy was to get in, mm-hmm. do you believe there would be any changes in the leadership? I mean, is it basically just replacing the leader rather than the policy?
Yeah, so we have a saying in Toronto which would loosely translate as, you're not really, it's the snake changing its skin, really. Mugabe is an extremely violent man. If he's not at the moment, he definitely has a lot of that history, and he was one of the prime architects in the largest genocide the nation's ever seen. If he gets into power, I'm not confident that we will see the democratic change, especially immediately, that a lot of people on the streets of Harare and Bulawayo and across the whole world, really, the kind of change that a lot of Zimbabweans are craving, I don't think comes with Mugabe immediately. It will take some time.
So really, I mean, for the significant change that Zimbabweans really ultimately probably want to, mm-hmm. to see and experience, mm-hmm. that would require a whole party change.
That would require a whole systematic change in how we go about elections. It would require genuine electoral reform. So if these same people that have been out and been able to express themselves, if they can genuinely express themselves in a vote where they're comparing policies and agendas, that's the only time I can really see change coming.
How personal do you take all of this? I mean, you're sitting in Australia, mm. you could get on with everything else in your life, but yeah. How connected do you feel with the situation there?
I'm extremely connected with it, predominantly because it's my country. It is my home country, that's where my family is, and especially more because that's my father's running in the election as well. My father's one of the candidates, so it's extremely personal for me. I know I followed a lot of elections quite personally or closely, but this is the most personal one, easily.
What are your hopes for Zimbabwe moving forward?
I really hope for a Zimbabwe that has a future that the general population can genuinely believe in. A Zimbabwe that talks about actual issues and policies and runs away from this whole idea of big personality and brand politics. One that actually looks at politicians who are trying to bring a servant kind of leadership instead of politicians who are trying to take from the front and bring everyone else down. So I'm really looking for a future where a lot of politicians push people up and allow the nation to innovate. And because there's so many Zimbabweans inside the country and especially outside the country who can't wait for that and who can't wait for those opportunities to be able to build together and grow together.